I've been making lately, down at the diner's restroom, a sociological study of, for want of a better word, commode values. Now I know you're thinking, my God, can't we just leave well enough alone? But I'm an observer of all things Southend, and I don't intend to leave a stone unturned or a bathroom unscrutinized. What I've been noticing is this. A lot of the boys won't touch a seat or a flush handle. They'd rather leave their offerings for the next occupant than risk some ugly herd of germs jumping onto their ungloved hand, apparently because they either won't wash them or they don't think there's enough antibacterial power in the washroom hand soap. I used to think South Enders were pretty salty fellas, tough as galvanized roofing nails, but apparently not. Maybe all this chatter about bird flu pandemics has created a backlash response. Chickenitis. I think it's got to stop, man. I think you got to step up to the plate or the bowl and put your big girl panties on and just be as courageous as you can be. If the seat is in the down position, for Pete's sake, wrap your little hand in toilet paper and put it in the up mode. Don't whiz through the hole and leave the next sitter a splattered seat. It's unworthy and it's piggish. Not to mention priggish. Geez, fella, were you born in a damn outhouse? And when you're done, flush your mess. I know your mama trained you better than this. Even a dog kicks a little dirt over his scat, so man up, you little wusses. You're giving us South Enders an odorous reputation. Although, I will say, the women folk might start appreciating a seat that's left up instead of one defiled and down.